Jeremy Bradley here once again, live from Pittsburgh, decorated. Nice and festive. I got my blinking lights on. I think we might have some pictures on our website at pittsburgh.jbonair.com. And all of the fun we're having for the holiday season is brought to you by ShopErnie.com. The holidays are here, and Ernie and Basil are ready to spread the Christmas cheer with their line of greeting cards. Everyone loves golden retrievers, so check out the ShopErnie.com collection. Send some merry greetings at ShopErnie.com. Well, Kennywood is an incredible place if you want to be a kid and have a good time and go on some rides and win some prizes. This is the place to be. It's America's finest traditional amusement park, right? And Nick is joining me to talk about the experience. Look at all the lights here. This is incredible. First of all, I'm going to put you on the spot. How many lights do you have here?
Jeremy, we're closing in on 2 million lights. Oh, so I can't tell you down to the number, but nearing that big 2 million mark.
A giant tree. That's probably where most of them are, or no?
Yeah, that's the largest single display, I'd say. 250,000 LED lights just on the tree, which, as you mentioned, very large. It's 90 feet tall, plus the 10-foot topper, 100 feet in total.
Is that here all the time? Is it growing here? Did you bring it in?
So it is. It's not a real tree, full disclosure.
Okay.
And it's constructed each October by our maintenance department, and it's kind of underneath the fur, the branches, is steel rings that get smaller as you go up, and they'll construct in October. That way they give themselves leeway. If the weather gets real bad, they've still got enough time to put it up so that we're ready for the day after Thanksgiving when we start holiday lights.
Okay, so the holiday lights, and you got the music playing with the lights going, and there's some rides on there. I think, what is the kangaroo? Is that the one that I was on?
Yeah, the kangaroo is one of our rides that you mentioned, America's Finest Traditional Amusement Park, and the kangaroo is a perfect example. It's a very fun ride, good for all ages of the family, but it's also the only ride of its kind that's still in operation anywhere in the world. So we have a lot of rides like that are unique and historic in various ways.
Lots of displays too, miniature trains going around the track.
Absolutely no. I mean, you can't have the holidays without model trains in some way. And so, yeah, we have a local group here that does a huge display of model trains and, scenes from all over Pittsburgh in miniature form. It's really neat to see.
And for the people who are competitive, lots of games, because I won a rainbow unicorn, I should point out. But, there's not skee-ball. What is it called?
There's a lot of games. We have bowler roller, I think, is the sounded like you were playing. Yeah. And, yeah, we saw the competitive streak come out in you. We certainly have a lot of games. It's, of course, part of the amusement park experience. Take a break and get from the rides, especially if you get a little worn out.
Yeah.
And jump into the games and have some fun, win some prizes.
Oh, I kicked those kids' asses in that game. So there's so much to see and do. There was a live show and even a band playing. Was it the tuba who we just heard?
Yeah, we have, strolling musicians, again, playing holiday carols, and we'll have local groups that do Christmas songs and dance performances. Along with that, on one of the other stages, we have a nightly local celebrity who will come and read "Twas the Night Before Christmas" each night. And sometimes we have not so local celebrities too, some bigger names. So it's always fun to see who's out there.
Okay, so where can people get more information?
Kennywood.com is our main website, but for holiday lights specifically, just kennywood.com/holiday-lights, and it's got all the information, dates, ticket prices, discount opportunities, what to ride, and what to look forward to, all those fun things.
I did hear some irony earlier, because during the light show, you had Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers doing a duet, and there's Dollywood and Kennywood. I thought, okay, this all makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably the most common assumption that people, maybe that aren't from the area, assume with Kennywood, is that it's Kenny Rogers. It's not. It's a long story. We are going into our 120th season here, but this property used to be owned by the Kenny family, and that's where you get the name Kennywood.
Has Kenny Rogers been here?
I can neither confirm nor deny. I don't know for
sure. All right. And we've got pictures and all the fun on our website, which is, again, pittsburgh.jbonair.com. I think we should go on some rides. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Let's get back to the music.